interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Okay. Drunk driver in Texas. No one, it's important to know here, that no one was hurt. No one hurt in this story. But this guy hit two people in his drunk driving escapade. The two people he hit, the assistant fire chief and the town's police sergeant.
Oops.
Not his day. The fire department and police were called to investigate a car crash, okay? So they're investigating this in Bastrop, Texas, is the name of this town. So they're all over to the side of the road working on this this crash, okay? And the assistant fire chief and the police sergeant, when all of a sudden this drunk driver is coming down the road and barrels into these two guys, and the guys, again, are going to be okay. Just a few nicks and bruises, that's it. But there's no driving off after you've hit the assistant fire chief and the police sergeant.
And there's no living that down either.
No, this guy now facing a slew of charges.
The headline reads, Chinese zoo embarrassed after attempting to pass off golden retriever as African lion. Visitors to the zoo were shocked to find a golden retriever waiting in the cage labeled as the African lion enclosure. The zoo claimed it was a misunderstanding involving the owner's pet dog that there were now there's lions in the cage. But different viewers went to social media this week, including a man who said he brought his child to the zoo in southwestern China on Saturday, and they were said that the golden retriever was in the African lion thing there, despite the sign saying it was one of the big cats. At first, we thought we'd gone to the wrong place, but after walking around the cage, we realized this is where the lion should be housed. And he says, a worker at the zoo said the cage had housed a lion in the past, but the animal had been moved to another location. He said, we're just adjusting the animal's accommodations. The lion's sign had not been taken down. But the guy says he accused the zoo of selling tickets promoting lions. He said, they're promoting the lions out front, and there's no lions to be found anywhere at the zoo. The money for the ticket is a small deal. What matters to me more is how to explain the current situation to my kid. My kid's going, that's a dog. He says, no, it's not the first time a mainland zoo has tried to substitute animals.
Yeah, we've seen this before from those people.
They said earlier this month even, there was a Rottweiler that was put in a wolf's cage. 2 years ago, there was a dog in a wolf enclosure, and this has happened a couple different times. I don't know. I mean, I guess it could kind of look like a baby lion or something.
No, no. And kids, no. Hey, kids, you're not fooling the kids. Those things, they know better than the parents. All right, and then last story here. An angry former Walmart worker. This guy was upset because he was fired, and so he decided that he was going to get back at his employer there in Concord, North Carolina, and he took his car into the Walmart and started driving through the aisles at 6 o'clock Friday morning. There weren't any customers in the store, but there were a number of workers there. No one was injured in this knuckleheaded driving escapade, but significant damage was done to the store. This guy was just driving up and down the aisles. I don't even know you could fit a car the aisles. The Walmart remained closed all day Friday. It says here in the story, a few of the employees were upset. Just a few. For the others, it was,
Well, the others are robots.
Just another way, or just another day at Walmart. One of the two.